Well, first, as to the follow-up on Syria, I think I've said all I can say, that we are working around the clock to try to gather up as much international support for strong actions against the Syrian regime as possible. I come from the school that actions speak louder than words.
Listen, I mean, obviously, the United Nations Security Council passed Resolution 1973, which gave a significant amount of leeway for allies to come together and to tackle the challenge that we saw on the ground. We're there very actively protecting civilian lives. The situation in Syria, the actions of the Assad regime are obviously abhorrent, the way they've acted in recent weeks and months, even in the last 48 hours in Hama, is absolutely disgraceful. Regrettably, we don't have the same amount of international support at the UN for this, so I think in the absence of that, what we've got to continue to do is to work with like-minded allies. There's no country, I think, who can single-handedly tackle this challenge. We've got to work aggressively with others. I think recently Canada, the United States, the United Kingdom have toughened up our sanctions, and we had a good discussion today about what we could do going forward.